then to the rear of the farmhouse, there is the granary with its parking spaces and garden. And then beyond that is also served by this access is the grain dry, which is one of the larger four-bedroomed conversions with its parking and larger garden area. And on this part of the site as well, in terms of proposals, there is an area of green space which is to be retained and enhanced as part of the development, for a number of reasons really, obviously just to provide sort of mitigation in terms of biodiversity, but also provide a sort of backdrop for the development and contribution to the characteristics of the countryside and the conservation area. In terms of the other access point, this would serve three dwellings. So the main farmhouse with its parking here. One half of that main principal range of agricultural barns. So this unit here with its parking located here. And then finally, via private drive, it would serve the cart shed, which is converted, and then partially extended as well. So there'll be a glazed link, which I'll also come on to in more detail with the elevations in a moment. But this will provide a glazed link and a new development here to form part of and supplement that final dwelling. So these are the elevations of the two buildings that directly front onto Main Street. So there's the cottage, which remain largely unaltered by proposals. It really would be a case of sort of repair on a like-for-like basis. Other than there would be some, there would be a two-story rear extension at the rear, which is slightly projected beyond the side as well, to obviously increase the size of that dwelling and make it suitable for sort of modern habitation. And then this is the sort of principal farmhouse building itself, which again would be a case of sort of like-for-like repair for that as the principal listed building. And this is the side elevation of that farmhouse. So this shows the barn and the buyer as they're calling it in terms of their proposals. So it would be a fairly sort of contemporary approach to the sort of fenestration detailing. Obviously they would retain their sort of utilitarian character in terms of their sort of historic agricultural use. And then this is the rear elevation as well. Obviously there would be insertion of some roof lights and obviously insertion of openings to make the dwelling suitable for human habitation. Moving on to the back of the site, it's also known as the granary, the grain dryer, and also the old barn. Again, a fairly contemporary approach to the conversion, particularly with this is the grain dryer, I believe, which would obviously feature the insertion of roof lights, maintaining some of the original openings, as in these here, but also with additional sort of punctuated openings as well. And then finally, this is the open barn, as they're calling it, or the former cart shed, which is to the rear of the site. So this is the sort of original cart shed. It is partially open sided, so it would involve obviously closing off and making it enclosed. Again, a fairly contemporary approach with the glazed link to the newer element, which is the slightly larger element as well. In terms of new development on the site, the applicant has sought to justify that part on the basis that they are removing the Dutch barn, the pole barn. So overall, the amount of sort of developable area is similar to that which is on the site at the moment. So in terms of key issues, considerations for members, Beeby is defined by the core strategy as a small village or hamlet. Policy CS1 requires that development in such locations should be born out of a specific local social economic need, which is identified by a neighbourhood plan or other appropriate community-led strategy. In the absence of any such evidence to support the proposal, the development would be considered contrary to policy CS1. As there is currently an insufficient supply of delivery of housing sites, i.e. 3.34 years, the application would have to be determined on the basis of paragraph 11D of the framework, of the presumption in favour of sustainable development. This means that there must be adverse impacts which would significantly and demonstrably outweigh the benefits for planning permission to be refused. Whilst the benefits of 5 additional houses would not be sufficient in itself to outweigh the conflict with the development plan, another significant benefit of the scheme is the proposal to put the heritage assets into optimum viable use, consistent with their significance. Additionally, the proposal would ensure that the buildings are retained and continue to contribute towards the heritage significance of the BB conservation area. These project benefits are considered substantial and outweigh the harms, both in terms of the conflict with the development plan and the less than substantial harm that would arise to the setting of the Grade 2 listed buildings. No other harm would arise as a result of the proposal in terms of the setting of All Saints Church, and the proposal is considered to enhance the character and appearance of the conservation area. In terms of visual and landscape impact, there will be some minor change to the immediate appearance of the landscape from the construction of the formalised access points, the presence of an additional building together with the presence of additional domestic paraphernalia and parks cars associated with the proposed use. These effects overall will be relatively localised and have an extremely limited overall landscape impact. It should also be considered that the quality of the existing buildings, which are to be retained, contribute to the rural landscape and the appearance of the area. Retention and conversion of the farm buildings will ensure their legacy and contribution to the immediate and wider landscape character. It is considered that the application calls for policies CT1, CT2 and CS11. Moving on to design and amenity, the design approach overall is relatively contemporary, which would preserve the historic significance and simple utilitarian nature of the farm buildings. The exact use of materials and quality of the finish will be subject to further detailed drawings, which can be secured by planning conditions. The proposal in its amended form has addressed some of the concerns raised by nearby residents and would accord with policies CS2 and DB1 and the design SPD. Proposals would also provide for a high standard of amenity for those that live in the new development. In terms of highway safety and access, the proposal would intensify the use of 2 existing access points to serve the respective elements of the proposal. And in accordance with the Leicestershire Highway Design Guide, should demonstrate 43 metres visibility space in both directions from a 2.4 metre setback. Depth of switch, geometry and visibility is acceptable to the local highway authority, subject to conditions being imposed that require the accessibility visibility space to be implemented and maintained. In terms of parking, each of the 3 and 4 bedroom dwellings will have at least 3 parking spaces with convenient access to serve the respective dwelling, and as such is not likely to result in indiscriminate parking within the highway. In respect of impact on the highway network capacity, the network net increase in dwellings imposed and the resulting cumulative impact will not be severe in accordance with the NPPF. In terms of drainage, the site is situated largely in flood zone 2, being at medium risk of fluvial flooding. A large portion of the site is also at high risk of surface water flooding. The Environment Agency has not raised specific objections to the proposal in respect of fluvial flooding, subject to conditions that require the development to be carried out in accordance with the submitted flood risk assessment in relation to finished floor levels. In terms of surface water flooding, the local Leeds Flood Authority has not raised any objections, and based on the information submitted, is satisfied that subject to conditions to obtain detailed design on site surface water issues would not be exacerbated by the development, and it is recognised that the application provides an opportunity to improve the current situation with holding techniques and permeable paving. In terms of ecology, the Borough Council Senior Ecologist has confirmed that the proposal's effects on biodiversity could be satisfactorily addressed by detailed measures secured by approval of planning conditions. In light of the submitted evidence, which shows the site has some limited potential for detail or bats, there is no objection to the application subject to conditions to secure details of integrated bat boxes. The proposed green buffer landscaped area would also mitigate any harm or loss. The details of planting and long-term maintenance, having regard for biodiversity, can be secured by way of planning conditions. The Council's Environmental Protection Team have been consulted in connection with contaminated land and suggested that planning conditions to require the development to be carried out in accordance with the remediation measures proposed, and which completion of such measures can be verified with the submission and approval of of a verification report prior to the occupation of the development. Having regard for all of the above, it is not considered that there will be risk to existing or future residents that cannot be adequately mitigated. It is therefore concluded that the adverse impacts of granting the planning commission will not significantly outweigh the benefits. The application is therefore recommended for approval, subject to conditions set out in the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall. We have one speaker on this, Ward Councillor Ben Grimley.
Dan, as you probably know, you've got 5 minutes, so we have an indication of what we have 1 minute. 4 minutes.
That's thank you, Chair. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight as Ward Councillor. Proposed development is the conversion of the existing farmhouse and farm buildings, including the erection of new buildings, 4 and 7 dwellings. Ask for the officer's recommendation to our planning permission. The listed farmhouse and adjoining cottage are in a dilapidated state. The farm buildings are in a really dangerous state and open to the so not quite sure that the photographs really show how bad the condition is for actually visiting the site. So just to reiterate that, the farm is an important gateway to Beeby, leading to the church, cottages and the church itself. Beeby is an attractive village, and it is something that does need tidying up, basically. I mean, it isn't a location suitable for large housing developments, but this is a modest scale development, and the sort of scale of development I think is acceptable given the current need for new housing in Charlotte, issue to the housing supply. In general, the residents of Beeby have accepted that there is a sort of urgent need for the site to be developed in a sensitive way. I think now that this does address a lot of the concerns. Something was discussed quite extensively at the parish meeting a few years ago. It has been a long way to get where we are. There have been extensive negotiations between the planning officer, the applicant, etc., to arrive at the position where we are today, and I'll be urging committee members to support officers' recommendation in previous application. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Grimley. No need to come back on any of that.
Okay, so far we've got six councillors who wish to speak, starting with Councillor Gerard.
Thank you, Chair. I think this is a really nice development. Not much proposed that we go with officer recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Kemp. Sorry.
Councillor, you're up to speak next. Do you want to continue to speak, or are you just happy to propose?
I wanted to say a few words.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. It's blending nicely with the breeze doing what I think doing as well. And I just got to check that the back boxes will go ahead. And any plants, we've been off having for orchard in the water because they're low growing trees and there won't be any shade in that. No one can complain in the future. You know, if
you
could do that, please.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, so in terms of the planting of the landscape buffer and also the management of that, which is obviously crucial as well, they are subject to conditions that we set out in the report, so obviously we would be looking for a suitable landscaping scheme as part of that. And the same goes for the bat boxes as well. Obviously we would be looking for suitable specification, also crucially suitable locations, and obviously those conditions would be discharged in consultation with the relevant expertise within the council, i.e. the council's ecologist and the council landscape officer.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Marshall. Councillor Tillotson.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I've not got a lot to add other than perhaps it's good to hear that local people are supporting the development and I've got no hesitation.
Thank you. Councillor Charles.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to echo what Councillor Tillotson has said in our supporting application.
Thank you very much. Councillor Lowe.
Just one comment, Chair. It's the first time in 8 years that I can recall a councillor calling an application and then support it. I'm just a little bit confused. You know, is it just been a waste of
Thank you. Councillor Poland.
Looks good, would improve the area. Everyone's in favour. No more to add.
Thank you, Ted. Anybody else want to add anything? No? Well, I fully support this as well, I have to say. So, okay, so it's been proposed by Councillor Gerard, seconded by Councillor Councillor from the House. Show of hands, please, for all those in favour. I think that was unanimous. We'll just go back to Catherine to confirm.
Yes, Chair, so that was unanimous vote in 12 in favour.
Thank you very much. Speaker, so we're going to move on to the next item. Okay, so item 5, P/2/1/05/43/2 is going to be presented by Mr. Duncan. Are you ready? Thank you very much. Take it away.
Thank you, Chair. So the last item on for us to consider tonight is 133 Knightport Road in Loughborough, and it's for the internal alteration to create one additional bedroom at the property, along with the proposed erection of a garden room study to the rear of an existing large house in multiple occupation. Just before I start the main presentation, can I just draw members' attention to a small drafting printing error in the actual main report, which is on page 95 of your agenda pack, where it talks about the draft local plan. It makes reference to the site being proposed as a residential allocation of 223 homes under policy for spring. Obviously, that's not the case with this application, so apologies for that drafting error there. So this item has been called into the Plans Committee by Councillor Forrest under the calling procedure, following concerns over the provision of an additional bedroom at the property, and that would result potentially in overdevelopment of the property, along with the potential increase in noise and disturbance and on-street car parking in the locality. So, number 133 is set on the northern side of Knightport Road, and it's in a predominantly residential area within the defined limits to Loughborough. Here we have an aerial photograph of the site. You can see the property is bounded on all sides by residential dwellings, apart from immediately to the west here, which is a substation building. Now we have some photographs of the front of the site. We've got a part existing parking area to the front side. There are no external alterations proposed to the front of the property under this scheme, but then we have the street views either side of the access along Knightport Road as well. And then here we have some views of the rear of the site, and the proposed extension is going to go where the patio doors are coming off on that side of the property. So, with regards to the existing floor plans and elevations, members may recall considering a previous scheme on the site for a change of use of the property from a C4 house in multiple occupancy to a large house in multiple occupancy, so again was used back in April 2019. Members resolved to grant that kind of that change of use permission, with a conditional to say that the property should only be occupied by up to 7 people at any one time. The existing plans here show the layout of the scheme as members previously approved and has how the property is operating at the present time. With regards to the proposed floor plans and elevation, there are two elements to the proposal. One is the single-storey rear extension to it. That's to provide a garden and study room. The other element of the proposal is the internal alterations to the property to provide that additional 8th bedroom as well. There is an existing study in the property which is to be converted into bedroom number 7, and obviously the other addition of the 8th bedroom. So with regards to the key considerations in the proposal, these are listed on this slide. With regards to the principle, the provisions of the development plan set out the principle for extensions to properties in the borough, so that is considered to be acceptable in principle. And then with regards to the provision of the additional bedroom of the property, the property does benefit from a lawful use as a large house and multiple occupation. The provision of the additional bedroom does not alter the lawful use of the property, and therefore there's no additional matters with regards to principle for consideration at this time in this regard. Moving on to design and the impact on visual amenity, the design scale and mass of the extension is considered to be acceptable for this location. Also, there is the use of matching material proposed as well to ensure that the extension assimilates well within the property. Also, given its position to the rear of the building, obviously we have very limited impact on visibility from any public areas as well. With regards to the provision of the additional bedroom at the property, this would not necessitate any external alterations to the property, so therefore there's no issues with regards to the consideration design at this time. And the overall design and appearance of the development is considered to be acceptable in accordance with the provisions of the development plan. Moving on to residential amenity, the position, scale and mass of the rear extension complies with the criteria set out in the adopted design supplementary planning document to preserve the amenities of the neighbouring properties in terms of light, privacy and outlook. With regards to the provision of an additional bedroom at the property and its impact on neighbouring amenity, the existing lawful use of the building as a large house and multiple occupation is a significant consideration in this matter. Without the condition imposed on the previous scheme, the provision of an additional bedroom wouldn't require a further consent at this time. However, as the condition is in place, we are now in a position where a judgment needs to be made as to whether that additional bedroom at the property would cause such significant or demonstrable harm to neighbouring amenity that a refusal of planning permission on those grounds could be justified. It's officer opinion that given the existing lawful use of building, the provision of one additional occupant at the building wouldn't give rise to such significant increase in noise and disturbance or loss of general amenity to neighbouring properties that a refusal of planning permission on those grounds could be justified and sustained in this case. The previous condition imposed by members could again be imposed onto this new planning permission if members again felt it was necessary, and this is set out on page 100 of your agenda pack under condition 4. However, the number of occupants of the property has obviously been increased to 8 to reflect what we're currently considering tonight. Finally, we have highway safety. The property currently has 3 off-street parking spaces which are to be retained as this proposal. Whilst there is local concern expressed over the amount of car parking available and potential increase in on-street car parking, the number of spaces does comply with the provisions of the development plan and the highways design guide. So obviously the site as well is in a sustainable location within the built limits of Loughborough, where there is access to services facilities present as well. So on that basis, we're not mindful that it could be harmful to highway safety. So overall, it's considered that the proposal is acceptable and will preserve residential amenity and visual amenity and will not result in significant harm to the safe operation of the highway network. It's therefore recommended that the planning permission is granted subject to the conditions set out on pages 100 to 101 of your agenda. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mrs. Wilson. We have one speaker, Councillor Fryer. Councillor Forrest, Stephen. Councillor Forrest, would you like to take the hot seat if there were a seat?
I don't need to remind you, do I, about 5 minutes? No, of course I don't.
Are you ready?
Members of the Council Committee of Charlottenburg Council, thank you for allowing me to speak to you this evening. As you have heard from your officer, you will know that this application has been before you before in 2018. And I will quote from the papers you have in front of you. On that occasion, the committee felt it was necessary to impose a planning condition to the permission restricting the number of occupants in the property to 7. And then it goes on to explain that the legislation allows up to 12 members, 12 occupants in this house, but you took the decision that there should be no more than 7 unrelated people living in the property to be assessed to ensure amenity is preserved. Now, my residents who have asked me to come and speak to you this evening feel strongly, first of all, that this is an overdevelopment of the site. A study room, garden room, I leave it to you to decide whether it will be used or for that, or whether it in fact will be another bedroom. I couldn't comment. And an extra bedroom. It increases the property considerably. So we believe it's an overdevelopment of the site. Residents also feel, and these are not my words but theirs, residents also feel that this is an attempt to blindside the committee into allowing extra occupants, by allowing extra occupants into this property by the back door, as it were. And so instead of having 7 residents, there could possibly be 9. And then if I can also quote, earlier on, the original application, the proposed internal works to the ground floor, converting the lounge and converting the bedrooms, if it were not for the condition imposed on the earlier planning application, these changes could be made without the need for planning permission. But I would remind the committee that you did impose those conditions, and you impose them for good and sufficient reasons, and I urge you to stand by your considered decision that you took on that occasion in 2018. My last 2 points are amenity. This house, I want to be fair to the people involved, but had gained, up until the pandemic, it had gained a reputation as a party house, and police had been called to the property on more than one occasion. So residents are concerned that that would continue. my last point is, your officer has also touched on this, road safety. This is
1 minute remaining.
Knightsport Road. A further two cars or a further two residents will not park within the curtilage of that property. There is no room. They would park on the road, and that is a very difficult, very busy road. And I don't like the term rat run, but it is a thoroughway between Eppenham Way at the top and Derby Road at the bottom. It is used constantly as a run through all day, every day. I urge you to reject this application. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Forrest. That's why I'm not working.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Forrest, and thank you, Councillor Gerald, for turning off the microphone. Mrs. Winston, do you want to come back on that?
Yes, thank you for you. Just wanted to make members aware that you're not considering the lawful use of the property this evening. It has a lawful use of the house, a large house in water occupation, which could, without this condition that members imposed previously, have up to 12 occupants living within it. So we're not debating that use. The idea that it's been previously known as a party house or had levels of noise and that sort of thing, that's any issues in that regard are obviously unlikely to change as a result of this application, and that is something that is dealt with by other legislation and authorities, not the local planning authority. The local planning authority has determined that the use of this as a large house in water occupation has previously been okay, subject to this condition. Now, the condition that was imposed to cap it at 7 was to allow any additional occupants of the property to go over that, to come back to the local planning authority for us to again consider whether that would be acceptable at this property. So that's why we've got this application in front of us tonight, so members can consider whether one additional occupant at the property is going to lead to significant harm to the neighbouring community over and above the existing use of the property. So I just wanted to make that clear to members. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Winston. Okay, so far I have three people indicating to speak. First up, we've got Councillor Tillotson, then Councillor Poland, then Councillor Rubin.
Thank you, Chair. Just to re-emphasise that I have no involvement in this application, even though it is in my ward. This committee imposed a limit of 7 people for a reason. And what this application is actually creating is one extra bedroom and one extra study. Why do they need a study? I would suggest that's over bedroom. There are real issues on Knightsport Road in relation to parking. We've tried to get the County Council to put traffic calming on the road. It's a dangerous road, and extra cars park there. We already know that there are only 3 spaces within the curtilage of the property for cars, and yet there are potentially 7 cars at that property. This would be 8 cars at that property. So 5 parking on what is already a very busy road. So I urge the rest of the committee to refuse the application.
Thank you. Next, I've got Councillor Poland.
Thank you, Deputy Chair. I've got to say I'm slightly conflicted on this one, if I'm honest with you. The initial sort of thoughts was, well, it was only one extra, what difference is that really going to make? But the other side of me is going, well, back in 2017 or 18 or whatever it was, you set a limit at 6, because the 7 will have to come back here. And presumably, you did that for a reason. And, you know, so we've come back here, and I'm going, I wasn't on the
Plans Committee then. I've never been on the Plans Committee permanently, so I don't know what the discussion was at that time. But presumably that was done after a discussion among the colleagues and set for a reason. So if it's a case that you can just put or bring an application to send that up, then the other side of the thought would be, well, why bother having eight? Why not just, why bother having eight? Because all that will happen is they'll come back every time and create work details. So I am conflicted on this one, to be completely honest, and I'm listening to colleagues' thoughts, because as I said, on the one hand, this application here and now, but is this really about the principle of previous decisions being respected by this body?
Well, thank you for that, Councillor Cohen. Before we go on to the next speaker, I'm going to ask Mrs. Jackson to help us have some come in on this one.
I'm a member of this Community Plans Committee, so just to give my experience, at the time members were worried that there were studies shown and the numbers and the arrangements of the inside could go up without the control of the local authority, and it could have done, you know, a large HMO, even though they were showing six bedrooms at the time with a study and a separate living room, could go up to 12 without changing the lawful use. And so it was an additional condition that was put on, and there was quite a bit of debate about the condition at the time, but members felt that they did want that control, and we should have that control, because to go up to 12 was potentially too much, and so we conditioned it at 7. And that was to allow, you know, this exact situation to happen, you know, for us to be able to bring a report back to you for a consideration of whether more students there would be acceptable. Now, we couldn't at that time have said no more students, because we're pre-guessing a future situation. The same as we can't stop people applying for permission, and people can vary conditions all the time. Now, this hasn't come forward as a variation of condition, which it could have done. It's come forward as a full planning permission, both lawful ways of doing it. So whilst you put that research condition on, you're duty bound by the legislation to sit down tonight and consider what the impact of doing this would be. And in reality, it's one additional student, so if members were minded to refuse it, you've got to justify how one student, one resident occupier, would be able to, would make such significant change to the property that it would warrant the refusal of planning permission. In terms of the proposed study and whether that would be used as a study, this condition has clearly worked in the past. You know, it's come before you again when they've wanted to make alterations and increase the occupation levels. So there's no reason to think that it wouldn't work again, and that's why it's been reimposed, because we know that members wanted this control last time. So it's been reimposed as part of our recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Councillor Bowen, would you like to come back?
Yeah, thank you, and we really appreciate that answer. That was really useful for me. In terms of the concern over the study being used as a bedroom, just to clarify, there's a study there already that isn't being used as a bedroom. And in terms of the second, is it the case that in the event that the study did become a bedroom, that would require planning permission from here? And if I didn't get planning permission, that would be something that would be liable to be enforced as any breach.
Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, I can answer that. So at the moment, there are 8 bedrooms being shown on the plans and a study garden room. The proposed condition 4 would ensure that there's no more than 8 occupiers of that property. So that is enforceable. If they wanted to, you know, put a 9th person in, which is quite obvious, because going in this bedroom in the study, then we could take enforcement action. If they wanted to up the number of occupants again in the future, they would have to do the same thing, either apply for full planning permission or apply under section 73 of the Act, which is a variation of condition, but both of which members can call back into committee.
Thank you, Mrs. Jackson. Councillor Bowman, did you want to come back on that?
No, I'm happy, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next up, I've got Councillor Grimley and then Councillor Lowe.
Thank you, Chair. I was on the original flat planning committee. I think there were obviously concerns about over occupancy and the study being used as a potential bedroom. Obviously, hopefully the condition ensured that didn't happen. So I think this is adding one more bedroom on proposed, or additional additional bedroom studies retained. So the sort of bones of the floor, there is some amenity space in that study, the sort of horses that get used for, well, hopefully people will be studying or internet or that sort of thing. Particularly if it does get in university student, might find need some room that is higher. I mean, the great question is, the principle's already been established, is one additional person going to make a great deal or a demonstrable difference? I mean, the parking side, we are stuck with the standards that the highways do impose on this. I don't think they are particularly right, but for this type of house, but if it is something the highways impose, I think it comes down next year as well. Okay, it goes on to the sustainability. This is on a cycle route, walking route. So I think on balance on this, I'd recommend this recommendation.
Okay, do we have a seconder on that at all?
I'll second that.
Okay. Councillor Lowe, do you want to speak as well?
I don't think so, I don't think.
Okay. Does anybody else want to make a contribution to this debate?
Yeah, of course.
I would just, if it does go, that we did bring in an initial search and condition 4 on page 100. Was a part of it. It is recommended, but I just want to make sure it is.
Mrs. Jackson, are you happy with that?
Yeah, the recommendation on the table is to go with officer's recommendation, which includes the condition 4. In fact, it includes 5 conditions.
Okay, so to be clear on that then, so if those come back wanting more, they have to come back here with a planning application to determine whether or not they can go for a night. So on that base, sorry.
So I understand that if they took more than 8 without permission, that could be enforced on under the Act.
Sorry. Thank you. Yes, at the moment the limit is 7, so if they were to go over that at the moment, I could only occupy room if without another consent, then yes, we could consider them taking enforcement action against them. Since the previous planning permission was granted, there hasn't been any enforcement cases or complaints about the property. And also, just for members, the information we did consult with the council's community safety team as well as part of this application, and there hasn't been any reported antisocial behaviour incidents with that property since the grant of planning permission back in 2019.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Wilson. Is it Jackson you want to come back?
Yeah, just to recognise, just so it's clear to members, whilst that was the report from that team, you'll see from the report that has been neighbours that obviously have raised antisocial behaviour. Again, that's controlled by another department. We can't control past problems through new planning permissions. So, you know, we recognise there's a conflict there, but you're considering that one additional student.
Councillor Tillotson?
Thank you. Just a quick question. If this is agreed tonight, we know it's already got 8 bedrooms, this property. If they decide not to build the extension, would tonight's agreement mean they can put 8 people in there without the additional building work?
Mrs. Jackson, you want to come back on that?
Providing they could put, this commission would stand legally, and there is no requirement, we cannot put a condition on to say that, you know, you must complete all of the plans by a certain date, you know, time limit conditions are that the development must commence, so they could build the extension at a later date. I would expect that they will require some more communal space for their licence, so, but again, that's under licensing.
Okay, well, one point before we go to the vote on this, looking at this building here, this extension, if you totally unsuitable as a bedroom, it's going to be absolutely roasting hot. It's got glass in the roof, lots of glass in the side and the rear. It'd be totally impractical for use in the bedroom, just my thoughts on the matter. So we've got a proposal proposed by Councillor Grimley, seconded by Councillor Lowe. Go with the officer's recommendation. Can I have a show of hands, please? Mrs. Harrison?
No, sorry.
Do apologise. Those against? And any abstentions? Thank you. So Mrs. Harrison, what did you make it count?
Thank you, Chair. That proposal was carried with a vote of 8-4, 4 against, and 1 counselor's speaking, so didn't vote.
Okay, thank you very much. Next item is item 6, which is planning items called in delegated decisions by officers. Since our last panel meeting, is there anything in there that anybody has any questions on? Any questions? No? All happy with that? Okay, so closing the meeting.
Yeah, I think
just bear with me 1 minute. Can I have a microphone?
Mm-hmm.
I think that we've actually finished the meeting, so I'm going to ask for the recording to stop, and then if there's further questions, we can continue that once the meeting is closed.
You finished?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.